Hey everyone, and welcome back to the Deep Dive. Today we are talking all about backups, specifically the 3-2-1 strategy.
Oh yeah, the 3-2-1. That's a good one.
So I was reading this fascinating article. I think it's called Different Types of Backups. And it really got me thinking, like in today's world, our data is practically everything. You know, our memories, our work, our connections.
Right. And it's so easy to lose.
Exactly. That's where this 3-2-1 strategy comes in. Yeah. Kind of like an insurance policy for our digital lives. Would you say that's a fair assessment?
For sure. I mean, think about it. How many times have you heard stories of people losing everything on their computer? A crash, a theft, a spilled coffee.
Oh, don't even remind me. I had a close call with a laptop and a glass of water once. Not a fun experience.
Yeah. And that's just one device. Multiply that by all the devices we use every day, phones, tablets, external drives. It can get pretty scary.
Absolutely. So let's break it down. For those who are hearing about 3-2-1 for the first time, what exactly does it mean?
Well, the 3-2-1 is all about redundancy. Having multiple copies of your data so that if one fails, you have others to fall back on. The 3 stands for 3 copies of your data.
Makes sense. So one in your main computer and 2 backups.
Exactly. And the 2 stands for 2 different types of storage. So you wouldn't want to put both backups on the same type of device or in the same location.
That's smart. So spreading the risk. What would be some examples of different storage types?
You could have one backup on an external hard drive and another in the cloud, for instance. Or you could use a NAS device.
NAS. Now that's something I haven't personally used before.
Oh yeah, NAS is cool. It stands for Network Attached Storage. It's basically like having your own personal cloud at home or in your office.
Oh, so you have more control over your data that way.
Exactly, more control and security. And then the 1 and the 3-2-1, that's for having one offsite backup. So if something happens to your home or office, like a fire or a natural disaster, you still have that extra copy safe and sound somewhere else.
Okay, so it's like an escape pod for your data. Gotcha. But let's get real for a second. Is data loss really that big of a deal for the average person? I mean, yeah, losing vacation photos would be sad, but is it really a disaster?
Think about it this way. What if you lost all your financial records or important documents or those irreplaceable family photos?
Okay, yeah. That's definitely more than just a minor inconvenience.
And for businesses, it can be catastrophic. Losing customer data, financial records, operational files. It could mean lost revenue, downtime, legal issues. A real nightmare.
Yikes. Okay, so it's not just about convenience then. It's about protecting ourselves, our memories, our livelihoods. I mean, what kind of impact are we really talking about here beyond just the hassle of losing files?
I mean, first off, think about the financial cost of data recovery. It can be really expensive. Then there's the downtime. Imagine not being able to work or run your business because you can't access your files. And let's not forget the potential reputational damage. Customers and partners might lose trust in you if you can't protect their data.
So 3-2-1 isn't just about being organized. It's about resilience. Bouncing back from those unexpected events that life throws our way. And it sounds like it's a smart move for anyone, not just big corporations, right?
Absolutely. Everyone should have a solid backup strategy in place. Because, let's face it, data loss can happen to anyone.
This has me thinking, though. Implementing this whole 3-2-1 thing might seem pretty daunting to some people. What are some of the challenges folks might face? I mean, I consider myself somewhat tech savvy.
Yeah.
But even I can get overwhelmed with all the options and jargon sometimes.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I think one of the biggest challenges is just figuring out where to start. Like, what backup tools to use. There are so many options out there. It can be a real rabbit hole.
I feel that. I mean, Do you go for a simple cloud storage solution or do you invest in some fancy backup software? And then there's the whole thing with automation. You don't want to be manually backing up your entire computer every day.
Right. Automation is key. You want a system that just runs in the background and does its thing without you having to think about it. But setting that up can be tricky sometimes.
Yeah. And then there's the security aspect.
Yeah,
especially with those offsite backups. You want to make sure your data is safe and sound, right?
Absolutely. Security is paramount. You need to choose a storage solution and backup method that you trust. And you need to make sure it's properly encrypted.
Okay, so it's not just about backing up the data. It's about doing it in a way that's secure, automated, and efficient. So for someone just starting out, what are some key things to consider?
Well, first you need to decide what kind of backup you need. There are full backups, which copy everything, incremental backups, which only copy changes since the last backup, and differential backups, which copy changes since the last full backup.
So many choices. How do you know which one is right for you?
It depends on your needs, really. Full backups are great for peace of mind, but they take up a lot of space. Incremental backups are faster and more efficient, but restoring them can be a bit more complicated. Differential backups fall somewhere in between.
Okay, that makes sense. So once you've figured out the type of backup, then you need to choose the right storage for each of those backups. What are some of the most common options people use for their 3-2-1 strategy?
So for your primary working copy, that's usually just your computer's hard drive. But for your backups, you have a few choices. External hard drives are a popular option. They're relatively inexpensive and easy to use.
Yeah, those are pretty straightforward. I've got a couple of those myself.
But they can be prone to damage or failure if not handled carefully. Then there's cloud storage, which is becoming increasingly popular because it offers offsite storage and accessibility from anywhere.
Right, cloud storage is super convenient. But you mentioned NAS devices earlier. Where do those fit into the picture?
NAS devices are great for people who want more control over their data and don't want to rely on third-party cloud providers. It's like having your own private cloud server.
Sounds pretty techy. Is it hard to set up?
It can be a bit more technical than using an external hard drive or a cloud service, but there are tons of resources available online to help you get started, and the benefits are worth it.
So it sounds like there are solutions out there for everyone, no matter their technical expertise or budget. But even with the right tools, I imagine setting up those automated backups and managing everything can still feel overwhelming.
Yeah, it can be a bit daunting at first, but the good news is that a lot of backup software programs come with these easy-to-follow setup wizards. They basically walk you through the entire process step by step.
Oh, that's helpful. So it might require a little bit of effort up front, but ultimately the peace of mind that comes with knowing your data is safe is worth it, right?
Exactly. It's an investment in your peace of mind. And honestly, once it's set up, you can pretty much forget about it. It just runs in the background and keeps your data protected.
But it's not all about technology, is it? There's a human element to all of this, too.
You're absolutely right. I mean, even with the best technology in place, human error can still happen. People forget to plug in their external drives, or they accidentally delete important files. That's why it's so important to have good data management practices in place.
So things like regularly reviewing your backups, testing your restoration process, and educating yourself and your team about data security best practices.
Exactly. It's about being proactive and vigilant, not just relying on technology to save the day.
So even if you have this super robust 3-2-1 backup strategy, you still need to be mindful and stay on top of things. It's a good reminder for all of us. But what about someone who's thinking, hey, this is all great, but I'm not running some big company here. Does this really apply to me? What would you say to them?
I'd say it's even more important for individuals. I mean, businesses at least have IT departments and stuff, right? But for the average person, their data is often even more personal and irreplaceable.
True. Like, you can't just re-download your family photos from the App Store. Those memories are gone.
Exactly. And think about all the other stuff we store digitally these days. Financial records, medical documents, personal projects. Losing that stuff can be a real headache.
Yeah. It's not just about convenience. It's about protecting the things that matter most to us. So for someone listening to this and thinking, all right, I need to get on this backup train, what's the first step? Where do they even begin?
Well, the first step is honestly the simplest, but also maybe the hardest. It's just making the decision, deciding that you're going to prioritize data protection.
So it's a mindset shift, not just about the technology, but about making a conscious choice to protect what's important.
Exactly. Once you've made that commitment, then you can start looking at the different options and figuring out what works best for you.
Like we talked about, there are solutions out there for everyone, no matter your budget or technical skills. It's like taking out an insurance policy for your digital life, right?
Exactly. You might not need it every day, but if something does happen, you'll be so glad you have it.
So it's not about becoming a tech expert overnight. It's about taking that first step and making the conscious decision to protect what matters. And remember, there are tons of resources available to help you along the way.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Don't be afraid to ask for help. There are plenty of people and resources out there to guide you.
That's good to hear. I think sometimes people get intimidated by the technical aspects of backups, but it sounds like it's more manageable than it might seem.
Definitely. And the peace of mind is worth it.
Okay, so we've covered a lot today, from the basics of the 3-2-1 strategy to the challenges and solutions. But before we wrap up, I want to leave our listeners with one final thought. Imagine for a second, what would happen if you lost all your most important data?
Take a minute and think about that. What would you lose? And how would it feel?
That's a powerful question. I think if people really sit with that for a moment, it might just be the motivation they need to finally get serious about backups.
Hopefully so. Because at the end of the day, it's not just about technology, it's about protecting our memories, our work, our lives.
Well said. It's about peace of mind, and that's something we all deserve. Thanks for joining us today on The Deep Dive. We hope this has been helpful and informative.
Thanks for having me.
And to all our listeners out there, remember, take care of your data, and it will take care of you. Until next time.